USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and ride shares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The FBI announced that two bombs found near the Democratic and Republican Party headquarters were placed there the day before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The agency's Washington, D.C. field office also increased the reward that it's offering for information leading to the conviction of those responsible for the pipe bombs from $75,000 to $100,000. Law enforcement discovered the bombs hidden near the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee during the insurrection on the nearby U.S. Capitol. A suspect or suspects placed the pipe bombs at the buildings between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. on January 5th. The FBI released images and a video of a hooded suspect carrying a backpack. Capitol Police Hazardous Materials Response Team determined that both devices were in fact hazardous and could create great harm to public safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president went to visit a place that's close to his heart. With more, here's USA's Jeremy Scott.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland on Friday.
For 8 years as vice president, I'd come here. My whole family would spend every Christmas day here all day.
Yes, sir.
And seeing everybody. And the good news is there's not many people here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Today. We're a lot back then.
The president's late son, Beau, was treated at Walter Reed before his death from brain cancer, and the president had surgery for a brain aneurysm while a senator in 1988. He met with wounded service members and toured the hospital's vaccination site. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
There's an effort underway to honor Donald Trump in Ohio. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
Two state lawmakers proposing a bill to name June 14th, Trump's birthday, as President Donald J. Trump Day in Ohio. State Reps John Cross and Reggie Stoltzfus emailing colleagues Friday looking for co-sponsors of the bill. They say the bill will celebrate one of the greatest presidents in American history, and it will show the more than 3 million Ohioans that voted for Trump that the legislature recognizes his accomplishments. As you can imagine, not everyone is on board with this. Democratic State Rep Jeff Crossman tells the Columbus Dispatch he thinks it's disrespectful because June 14th is already Flag Day, a federal holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.